The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And I am your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
Feeling a little spunky today.
You are spunky. You're like totally just railroading just over.
Walking right, rolling right over her anyway. So, well, thanks for tuning in. We just have another exciting show for you. Last week, we did our part one on osteoporosis, bone health. That affects millions and millions and millions of men and women. So this week, we're doing part two. We try and make the show a little bit fun, informative, and fun for all of you. But anyway, we've got a neat show for you. We're always happy to be here. We're always thankful that you all do tune in. It's pretty amazing that to think that we're all over North America through SiriusXM and all over Canada. And that was totally not my doing. My executive producer one day came back and said, "Hey, guess what?" And I was like, "So wow, it's really a humbling experience." But thank you all for tuning in. We try and have the best information for you that we can. So it's a time well spent for you. So with that.
Well, if you missed any part of last week's show and you want to hear part one of the osteoporosis show, you can tune in and catch any of our archives on crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's actually the main hub to connect with us and to all of our little branches, basically.
Yes.
There's a link there to ultralaboratories.com. That's purely informational. That's our manufacturing site. It's got information about all of the products that we make. And then on there, there's also a where to buy. So if you do want to find a store in your local area, you know, we're in Sprouts, we're in Whole Foods, we're in many fine health food stores across the country.
We're in Vitamin Shop. It's going to be a process of getting our products in Vitamin Shop. But they were very happy that we could tag them on SiriusXM especially. But we want to remind you, we have our one-a-day multis in Vitamin Shop. And over the next month or so, maybe 2 months, we're going to have adrenal, thyroid,
cholesterol,
memory. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's six or seven other SKUs going in, and then Be Healthy eventually be in there. So we encourage you to, if you want our one-a-days, you can check them out at Vitamin Shop. We want to encourage people to go there because we want to support them. And so we're just really pleased that we were able to build a partnership with them too.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, we just want to have distribution all over America. And we basically do right now. But the more saturated we can get and make our products more available to you, that's just so much better because some people prefer to shop in their own backyard. However, right. You know, there is a reminder that every store does carry their own mix of products. So sometimes I'll be willing to special order it for you. But if you really want one spot where you can get every single thing that we make, all of our additive-free products and all the clinical formulas by Dr. Stengler, that's shopnaturalproducts.com. There's also a link on the where to buy to shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also get through crossroadsofhealthradio.com. They are a trusted affiliate website. We have a couple of websites that are trusted affiliates. And there's also, you know, a website, Rick, let's talk about this. Can we talk about this for a second?
Sure.
There is a website.
I don't know what she's gonna say,
that
but go
sells.
Ahead. No.
There is a website that sells lots of different products, and everybody knows of them, and they're called Amazon. But
yes.
I do want to tell you that, and I tell people this because Amazon.com, like anything that's bought directly through them, some of their marketplace sellers do work directly with us, but also have their own websites. But anything sold by Amazon.com, they do tend to do deep discounts, but they don't work directly with manufacturers. So if you ever have a problem with the product, we can't do much to help you. They don't communicate directly with the manufacturers. We also don't know where exactly they're funneling it from. They may be getting it from small health food stores, but they don't work directly with
us.
Well,
and let me just say, I mean, we don't work directly with Amazon. I mean, I can just tell you our experience. I mean, we have customers that they have their own deals, but I understand why people buy there, and it's, you know, it's convenient, all those things. On the business side, I wasn't real happy about what they had proposed. And I said, you know what? You guys don't need me. I don't need you. So we don't sell anything directly there. So I guess Mel's point is we can't control quality. I mean, I don't want to be a, you know, guy, you know, scare tactic guy, but, you know, there are companies out there, they've gotten very good over in Asia doing perfect knockoffs of labels and brands. And I mean, apparently this does happen out there. So I cannot control what's out there, but I can control with the web affiliates that we deal with directly. And Shop Knowledge Products is the one that carries every single product that we have. And we're thrilled to work with them. And then if you go on the internet, you can find other ones. But, you know, you have to make your own choices at the end of the day. But I appreciate that Mel brought that up just so you know. And we can't control if it was stored in a hot warehouse, you know, the degradation of nutrients. Those are all things that do come into play. And at health food stores, you know, it's a controlled environment. You know, it's important to know where your products are coming from. So,
you know, shopnaturalproducts.com, we have a direct relationship with them. We know what they're doing with our products. We know where they're getting our products from. And, you know, you can get a great discount every day. If there's anything of ours you take on a regular basis, it's 25% off. But when you tune into the show, we're going to give you a code at the end of the show that will apply to whatever it is we've talked about during the show. And we give you an additional discount. I mean, that additional discount gets you basically lower than probably, you know, then it gets you kind of close to wholesale pricing. So we want to make sure we make these products accessible to you. So if you're tuning in, we want to make sure that you are able to get these products at a good price that's affordable for you to try them or to share with your loved ones. That was basically all I wanted to say. But Rick, I know, yes, you've got a really good talking point that sort of ties into what you were talking about last week, which is acrylamide, right?
Actually, yes. This is part two, written by my MD friend, Anita Millen. She's retired, but she is just a great lady that I worked with. She lives up in the north now. But anyway, she writes, in part one, acrylamide, a potential carcinogen produced in certain foods by various cooking methods, as well as by smoking, was introduced, and one way of reducing the levels in food by preparation with certain amino acids was discussed. That was taurine, and that's T-A-U-R-I-N-E for you, those that are interested. When they did a taurine wash of their potatoes, basically all the acrylamide pretty much was removed, so that concern went away just by soaking your potatoes in a taurine solution. So that was pretty cool. She says, we continue with a review of other ways this might be done. In potato chips, apple extracts, but not extracts from other fruits, were able to reduce acrylamide levels by slightly more than a third. And researchers are looking for ways to increase that effect. So that's kind of cool. The final group of compounds that is being investigated is called hydrocolloids. These are substances that are used to make gelled products such as Jell-O, as well as emulsifiers, compounds that allow two substances to remain mixed, at least for a time, that would otherwise not stay mixed, and stabilizers. Some hydrocolloids are carrageenan, carob gum, pectin from fruit peels, gelatin, agar, alginic acid, and xanthan gum. Pectin and alginic acids have been found to decrease acrylamide levels by over half, while xanthan gum and others tested were not nearly as affected at the levels used. So keep that in mind. Pectin and alginic acids, those are pretty effective. Studies based on safe levels for a 154-pound person estimated that the average daily intake is well below levels considered worrisome. However, the European Chemical Agency apparently saw evidence that convinced them to take their drastic step. Whether it is beneficial to ingest some of the substances noted above separately from high acrylamide foods has not yet been shown. The safest course at this point is probably not to overexpose yourself to the highest sources of environmental acrylamide, that is, from potato chips, french fries, and cigarette smoke, and to eat a diet low in fat and high in fruits and vegetables. But also, you know, if you're like me, the french fry thing, you know, Mel and I were saying, you know, we love the taste of fried foods. You really got to limit it, but it's like, oh, so delicious. But the taurine, the potatoes in the taurine bath removed almost all the acrylamide. So if you just were like, I just love french fries, fine. Or crisscut fries or whatever you want. You could soak them in taurine and then you could feel pretty confident there's not much acrylamide there. So anyway, so just some helpful information, hopefully for you. And that's what we have. And, you know, I did want to talk a little bit, Mel, before we're out of segment one here, since we have a little extra time. I want to remind everybody, all the products we make are additive free. This is a big issue out there. And more people, especially actually when I went to meet with Vitamin Shoppe in New Jersey, when I told them we were the additive free company, all the buyers' ears kind of perked up and they're like, oh. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. What's that all about? And they, oh, we have a lot of customers that are asking for additive free products. So every single product that we make in Ultra Laboratories is additive free. So that would be six different brands. That would be Emerald Laboratories, Ultra Botanicals, Fruitrients, Rainforest, Emerald Labs Coral Calcium, and Sweet Dreams Melatonin. So keep those in mind. Those products are all additive-free. And there are many reasons why that's important. First of all the additives are highly refined, highly processed. They're, you know, they're used for making the powders flow more easily, or as, you know, disintegrants, or as fillers or flow agents. There's lots of reasons additives are used in products from a manufacturing perspective. But probably the biggest issue is, you know, the stearic acid, which magnesium stearate is made from. The argument for the people that use it say, well, stearic acid is natural. It's like, yes, it is. It is natural. But the stearic acid we use for making tablets and magnesium stearate in this industry is anything but natural. It generally comes from cottonseed oil, which most of you may know is highly pesticided and full of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, which we believe on this radio show are not good for you. And so what they do is they take cottonseed oil and then they hydrogenate it. So now it's now turned into a trans fat, which we know is not good for you. And then somehow they bioengineer stearic acid out of that. So that's what you're getting when you're getting stearic acid in the tablets you consume or magnesium stearate in the products you buy. So I don't take those kind of products because I don't want that in my diet. And at the end of the day, you all need to make your own decisions. But everything we make in Ultra Laboratories is additive free. And that is the reason, because I take over 120 pills a day, and I don't want that stuff in my products. And so, anyway, just an FYI for all of you. With that, we really are out of time, so you guys are going to have to stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Do you suffer from the I used to's, like I used to be able to read without my glasses, or remember why I walked into a room, or even when you didn't used to worry about cholesterol levels or the health of the prostate? As we age, the needs of our body can change. And with certain demands on the body increasing, supplementation is key. Ultra Laboratories is focused on helping people better manage the daily effects of aging by crafting high-quality additive-free formulas that will fill the void we no longer are getting from our daily diet. A few of the standout formulas are Vision Health, Memory Health, Cholesterol Health, Prostate Health, and the multis that range from one a day to more gender and age-specific formulas. Each of these additive-free formulas was clinically formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD, author of the best-selling book Prescription for Natural Cures, and host of the PBS show Natural Healing with Dr. Stengler. For more information on these formulas, please visit the Ultra Laboratories website at www.ultralaboratories.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
I'm your host, Rick Simpson. And before the break, I went over my talking point on part two of acrylamide. And Melody's got some really great information on her talking point this week.
You know, I found this really interesting because I think that a lot of people think about women more so when they think of osteoporosis. And we do know that it affects both men and women, but it was like kind of the breast cancer issue. Like people only think about women as getting it, but men can also get it. So What was interesting about this is it said, here is something about osteoporosis in men you may not have realized. Men over the age of 50 are at greater risk for developing osteoporosis than prostate cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. So men develop this disease because of a condition called hypogonadism, which may lead to shrinking by several inches. Risk factors in men include alcoholism, obesity, smoking, gastrointestinal disorders, sedentary lifestyle, and lack of sunlight exposure. So men with pre-existing conditions such as asthma, emphysema, Crohn's disease, herniated discs, and autoimmune disease taking steroids such as prednisone or cortisone are actually increasing their risk of developing osteoporosis that much further. And then, you know, just another tidbit. So I'm doing tidbits today.
Okay, my talking points. Yeah.
But there's also a surprising link between Alzheimer's disease and bone loss. As I mentioned, low bone mass has a surprising connection to Alzheimer's disease. Well, there's a much bigger part of this article. So
Right. The
as I mentioned actually referenced something that I'm not sharing today because there's so much here. But in the study, researchers recorded bone mass measurements for 987 men and women with an average age of 76 years. Then they followed them for up to 13 years and tracked who developed Alzheimer's or dementia. And results show that women with the lowest bone mass measurements were more than twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's or dementia as women with stronger bones. If a woman of 70 years of age has lower bone mass, it means her exposure to estrogen may not have been as high as it should. Therefore, it seems estrogen loss plays a critical role in the development of osteoporosis as well as Alzheimer's disease, which ties into a discussion that you had in part one of osteoporosis, talking about the hormone connection too.
Oh,
so,
yep,
you know, if you missed that too, again, tune into crossroadsofhealthradio.com and you can catch the archive for last week's show. And Rick really talked a little bit more about the hormone connection to osteoporosis.
But with that, I want to read from Dr. Stinger's book, A Prescription for Natural Cures. So he writes in the osteoporosis section, in the United States, nearly 50% of all women between the ages of 45 and 70 suffer from some degree of osteoporosis. Now, of course, we understand what Mel just said about men, so keep that in mind. But this disorder, which translates literally as porous bones, is so common that we tend to think of its effects, frailty, broken bones, back pain, and stoop posture, and the so-called Dowager's hump as the normal results of aging. In reality, osteoporosis is a condition brought on by faulty dietary and lifestyle habits. Studies of cultures that have more healthful lifestyles than Americans do find that its occurrence is much more rare. Childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood are the prime opportunities for building healthy bones. Bones reach their greatest mass and density at around age 30. After that, they begin to weaken. Some bone loss is entirely normal and not terribly worrisome, but when the process is accelerated, the bones turn frail and brittle. Unfortunately, the disorder rarely rings any warning bells until serious damage is already done. The first sign may be a minor fall or an accident that results in a broken bone or back pain caused by a collapsed vertebra. Researchers have found that there is a connection between a dysfunctional immune system and osteoporosis. A group of immune cells known as cytokines can initiate a type of inflammatory response that leads to bone breakdown. Fortunately, a healthful diet and lifestyle, hormone balance, and specific nutritional supplements, as described in this chapter, contribute to normal cytokine activity. Hormone balance is critical for good bone density, as we mentioned earlier. A good example is a premenopausal woman who has her ovaries removed. Studies show that this can lead to a sudden drop in bone density due to low estrogen and progesterone levels. Many hormones are important for bone cell osteoblast activity, including estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, growth hormone, and calcitonin. On the other hand, excessive levels of cortisol, thyroid, and parathyroid hormones can lead to bone loss. Diet is important for strong bones. This should include foods that are rich in bone-building minerals, such as green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds, flax, soy, and fish. On the other hand, soda pop, caffeine, salt, and alcohol all contribute to bone breakdown when consumed in excess. One of the best ways to prevent bone loss or halt its progress is to engage in a weight-bearing exercise. This stimulates bone cell formation. Many vitamins and minerals are required for healthy bones. Calcium is the obvious one, but several others, such as magnesium, vitamin D, Boron, silicone, vitamin C, strontium, vitamin K, and others play important roles in bone metabolism. A combination of a good diet, exercise, and nutritional supplements is important for healthy bones. Exposure to sunlight is important as well. More severe cases of osteoporosis may require natural hormone therapy and, in some cases, even drug therapy, which we've mentioned earlier. You know, drugs are not always the enemy, but you need to be very judicious if you're going to go the drug route. You know, if you went to a guy like Dr. Sanger, if he's going to put you on a drug, it's because you need it. But typical allopathic medical doctors, they tend to be very quick to prescribe drugs. So I always encourage people, do your homework and be very careful. Look at all the other options before you go down that road. Just some good foundational information on osteoporosis and bone health.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big issue that really affects so many people. And there's a lot of things that can lead to the development of osteoporosis. I mean, there's a long list here of root causes, including, you know, just inactivity, the poor diet, the hormone imbalance, things that we've talked about, long-term use of certain medications. You know, I can tell you my goddaughter has epilepsy, and the medications that people who have epilepsy take really strongly contributes to the thinning of bones. It is known to cause premature development of osteoporosis, where they fracture far more easily. So she has got to consume more bone building nutrients in order to combat that. And she's only 7 years old, but there's a lot of people with epilepsy, and there's just a whole other list of things, including like chemotherapy drugs can also cause that. Smoking, nutritional deficiencies, lack of sun exposure. I mean, there's just a lot of things that can contribute to it, including heredity. So, you know, there's so many factors that can lead to osteoporosis that really it's important to make sure you're getting the correct nutrition to help combat that and prevent it. Hopefully prevent it, you know, be proactive, not reactive what you want.
And there is a self-discipline aspect to this. I mean, just, you know, we can't all just do whatever we want to do every day, eat whatever you want. I mean, Mel and I, you know, said, hey, we like to taste fried foods, but you can't eat those every other day or you're going to have a problem. So, you know, God gave us taste buds, as I mentioned, I think on the last show, but you know, he also gave us self-control and self-discipline. So you kind of have to marry those two things together. I do want to mention, Dr. Sanger talks about how do you know if your bone density is an issue? And the gold standard for testing your bone density is an X-ray known as the DEXA, Dual Energy X-ray Absorptiometry Scan. Yet by the time this test shows a decrease in bone density, you may have had a significant loss of bone. A good test to monitor current bone metabolism is a urine test that measures bone breakdown. When bone and cartilage breaks down, it releases two substances known as deoxypyridinium and pyridinium, which are excreted in the urine. A rate of excretion parallels the degree of bone turnover. A high level signifies that there is likely too much bone breakdown, which is imbalanced with bone building. This test is helpful as a way to assess the protocol currently being used to prevent or treat your osteoporosis. And, you know, a doctor like Dr. Stengler can be very helpful with these kinds of issues. And, you know, if you're interested, you know, you certainly go online, you can check out his clinic. He's in Southern California here where we are. But, you know, he does phone consults with people. I mean, he can send out, you know, a blood draw to, you know, Quest Diagnostics, so it's to you. They do the blood draw. They send him the results. You know, a lot of times he likes to see the patients face-to-face, but he's there to serve you and to help you. So if you are interested, he really has helped our family a lot. He's helped friends of ours from our church a lot. So just a really great doctor. And, you know, for me, it's just all about knowing the right people that can help you, you know, knowing the right dentist, the right doctor, the right mechanic, you know, it's all about knowing those right people that can take care of you. And he covers that medical sort of chronic illness piece really well.
So I know we're out of time, but we still have way more to share with you. And we really want to dig into the meat of the osteo bone health formula by Dr. Mark Stengler.
Stay tuned.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. ShopNaturalProducts.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com. Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also, tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Marturana.
And before the break, your host, Rick, and I were sharing good information for you about the natural things that you can do to help prevent bone loss. And Rick, I know you've got some more good information to share with everybody.
Yeah, some people just, they really want to try and get everything out of their diet for nutritionally. That's really difficult to do just because of demineralization in the soils, and especially with magnesium and zinc, things like that. But with calcium, it's a little easier to get that. But I just want to, there's just a list that we have, you know, some of the places you good calcium content, half cup of Wakami, 1700 milligrams of calcium, quarter cup of agar, 1000 milligrams, nori, half cup, 600 milligrams, kombu, quarter cup, 500 milligrams, sardines, half cup, 500 milligrams, collard greens, a cup, 355 milligrams, tempeh, I'm not a big fan of tempeh because it's soy-based, but one cup, 340 milligrams, milk, well, we talked about milk, and so I'm not going to recommend that. And then it goes down. Almonds, a cup of almonds, 300 milligrams, spinach, yogurt, sesame seeds, things like that. But if you notice, sea vegetables, wakami, agar, nori, kombu, really, really hefty sources of calcium. So keep that in mind. You know, it's always easy to add some seaweed into your diet, right? You know, they sell it.
I love roasted seaweed, and I have to tell you too that Ella, my 2-year-old, is also a fan of
big
roasted seaweed.
Big seaweed girl. Wow.
It was really funny because she saw me open one up one day. I was like, oh, that sounds really good. And, you know, I'm pregnant now. So I'm like, oh, that sounds good. And I'm like, that's healthy. That's a healthy craving. I'm okay. And she saw me opening it. So she was interested. I'm like, okay, kid, let's see how this goes. And she like scarfed it. She wanted more. So I'm like, that's good.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, her being so young and needing so much calcium, that's like a no-brainer. You're like, man, she likes it. Here, eat it. You know, this is great. So that's really cool.
Well, and I got hooked on seaweed, total sidetrack, but I got hooked on seaweed when I was in eighth grade and I was going to a Christian boarding school. And some of my roommates were like, well, they were like all in the same quad. They were from Korea, and their parents used to send them these wrapped in aluminum foil, huge stacks, like little bricks of roasted seaweed. And I tried it really, that was like the first time I was really exposed to it like that. And I fell in love with it. So I've been like a seaweed fan from way back because of that. So
yeah, that's cool. So, all right. Well, we want to jump into the OsteoBone Health Formula by Emerald Laboratories. And keep in mind, this is the exact same formula Dr. Stengel uses in his clinic when he wrote his book, Prescription for Natural Cures. That largely comes out of his clinical experience and, of course, research that he does. So this is really something you want to consider if you're concerned about your bone health. But first thing is, we use almost exclusively Albion chelated minerals because Albion is a company that really has done so much of the absorption studies on minerals. Minerals are all about not how much you consume, but how much you actually absorb in your bloodstream. And that's really important. So this formula has a few minerals that are not from Albion because Dr. Singer feels they're better. And there's other reasons that we've used those, but generally we try and use Albion because they're the best. But I want you to understand, I don't ever make a decision to use a different mineral than Albion because of money. I don't say, oh, this one's cheaper, I'm going to use that one. That never enters my mind. I use it because, you know, there's a functional reason to do it. There's a logistics reason, the manufacturing that we need to do it, some reason, but it's never about money. It's about making the best formulas that we can because I take this, my wife takes it, even my kids take it. So so the calcium, we use an MCH, some people call it MCH, microcrystalline hydroxyapatite. Some people call it MCHA calcium. It's the same thing, but it is an animal source of calcium. But Dr. Stengel, the reason he chose this was because the research that's been done on calcium largely is done on MCH form of calcium and its ability to help with the building of bone. So when Dr. Singer, he loves human clinical trials whenever he can get them. So that's where the human clinical trial was. So that's what he wanted. And then, of course, we balance it out with the magnesium. You generally want a 2-to-1. You want no less than a 2-to-1. You know, if there's 1,000 calcium, you need at least 500 magnesium. If you ever see less than that, I would not take that formula. There are some companies that will do a 1-to-1. It generally the research just shows 2-to-1. I don't know if I would balk necessarily to 1-to-1, but sometimes if you get too much magnesium, then your body will start leaching calcium out of the body. So the research supports the 2-to-1 balance on the calcium magnesium, so that's why we do that. And then potassium. Potassium, you know, there's some legal issues why you can't go above 99 milligrams on potassium. But one of the things that we learned from Dr. Stengel was on the pH balance in the body, pH of saliva, pH of your urine, pH of your blood. And generally, you know, your pH should be a little bit alkaline, slightly neutral. You know, 7 is neutral or a little bit alkaline. But Dr. Singer, how many people think, have they read something about pH and what affects your pH in your body? And there's all this different data out there on pH and what drives your pH. Alkaline, which is what you want. And he said, the single greatest alkalinizer in the bloodstream is potassium. So that's what the research has shown. So he said, that is why you need potassium, especially as you age, it becomes more important. It's not, you know, oh, eat a banana, potassium is good for energy. Potassium is the single greatest alkalinizer in the bloodstream, supported by human clinical data. Really, really important. So,
well, yeah. And that's also why we're using twice as much potassium in all of the 45 plus multivitamin formulas. You just had to throw that in there, Rick.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it is. It's really important as you age. There are a couple of things as you age that become really important. You know, your body's ability to you know, coenzymate and to obviously for supporting bone. And, there, you know, your digestion falls off. There are lots of things as you age that become more important. And so we address those in the formulas. So, you know, in the multi-formulas, because, you know, we want to make sure the older people are being taken care of. So anyway, and then, you know, we've got some manganese and, you know, a few other things. But I'm going to let Melody talk about this. I do want to mention on the vitamin D front real quick. There was a study that Dr. Stengel had. He said, according to a number of studies, including a review in the American Journal of Cardiology, 30 to 50% of the general U.S. population has a vitamin D deficiency. So that means you got 10 people in a room, a minimum of 3. Up to 5 people in that room have a vitamin D deficiency. So in your market, you're looking around and you see 10 people, probably almost half those people have a vitamin D deficiency. So how important is it to take additional vitamin D? Very, very important. So, and as I mentioned, I take 12,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. So does Dr. Stengel. I'm not recommending you necessarily take that. That's your call. But I think 1,000 is a really low dose on vitamin D, quite honestly. So, but with that, I'm going to let Melody talk about K2 and some of the other cool things in this formula.
Yeah, so there's both K1 and K2 in this formula. And I actually have some really good information that sort of expands upon why K2 is so crucial in preventing osteoporosis. And the evidence suggests that it is essential for bone health, but it's a nutrient the vast majority of you do not get in adequate amounts from your diet. So how does vitamin K lead to bone health? Okay, so osteocalcin is a protein produced by your osteoblasts, which are the cells responsible for bone formation, and is utilized within the bone as an integral part of the bone forming process. However, osteocalcin must be carboxylated before it can be effective. Vitamin K functions as a cofactor for the enzyme that catalyzes the carboxylation of osteocalcin. And vitamin K2 has been found to be an effective activator of osteocalcin. There's been some remarkable research about the protective effects of vitamin K2 against osteoporosis. A number of Japanese trials have shown that K2 completely reversed bone loss and in some cases even increased bone mass in people with osteoporosis. The pooled evidence of 7 Japanese trials showed that vitamin K2 supplementation produced a 60% reduction in vertebral fractures and an 80% reduction in hip and other non-vertebral fractures. Researchers in the Netherlands showed that K2 is 3 times more effective at raising osteocalcin, which controls the building of bone. It's also been found to offer you other benefits besides your bone, and it is the biological glue that plugs calcium into your bone matrix. And, you know, there's kind of like a simplified explanation, too, that I give when I talk about taking K2 with calcium, is it also helps by promoting osteocalcin in the body. The osteocalcin sort of directs the calcium to go to your bones and your teeth, so it doesn't end up getting deposited on the arteries as plaque.
Like the traffic director, I've heard you use that term, right?
Yeah, he's like that little guy with the orange cones that's like making sure that it goes where it needs to be. So it's actually also cardioprotective because it's making sure that that calcium is being used where it needs to be used and that it doesn't become plaque on the arteries, which is problematic for your heart health. So it's really a wonderful thing and very powerful to include.
And let me mention, there was a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. This is a great journal. A lot of integrative doctors use this. And they reported that a low intake of vitamin K was associated with an increased risk of hip fracture. The data from the study came from reviewing the diets of more than 72,000 women. Studies have also shown that vitamin K supplementation improves bone density. So that's consistent with what Mel said. But it's just there's so much research. And when I talked about the milk thing, that was 77,000 women. This is 72,000 women. Usually studies don't have that number of people in them. So this is pretty conclusive. So yes. It's really a big deal. So also in this formula, there we do have some of the greens, the spirulina powder, the alfalfa powder, the corella powder. This is important. The greens also help alkalize the bloodstream. That's it more. You know, greens are just many foods have, they elicit an acid response in the body. And when your body's too acid, your saliva, urine, blood, that means you're going to tend to get more sick. You're going to tend to have more issues. You need to keep the body alkaline. Well, sugar creates an acid response. You know, dairy creates an acid response. So those greens are so important. So those leafy green vegetables, and really because they have that calcium. Calcium is a natural alkalinizer, so it helps to alkalinize the bloodstream. That's really, really important. And then when we get back from the break, we want to talk about the Mareva. That's the curcumin, which Mel meant. She talked a little bit about. And then we have a study on the essential fatty acids, how important the omega-3s, omega-6s are. Also, we don't sell an omega-3 that, you know, I would recommend. There's other brands that I would recommend that really they specialize in that. But we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. So stay tuned.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. If you're just joining us and if you missed the majority of the show now, it's been on osteoporosis. It's actually a part two segment on osteoporosis. So you can catch last week's show or any part of this week's show if you tune in to crossroadsofhealthradio.com and go to the archives. Now, if you would like to purchase these products, in just a few minutes, we're going to give you a really good code to save when you buy on shopnaturalproducts.com, which is our partner affiliate website. They sell all of our products. So, Rick, I know there's more we want to talk about with the Osteobone Health Formula in Emerald Laboratories, which is formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD. This is his clinical formula he gives to his patients.
Yes, it is. And I mentioned before the break about essential fatty acids and how that ties into bone health also. There's so many things that tie into bone health, you know, vitamin D, vitamin K, essential fatty acids, you know, leafy green vegetables. But there was a study in the Journal of Aging found that the combination of essential fatty acids, EPA, fish oil, and GLA, as evening primrose oil, along with 600 milligrams of calcium, improved bone density in senior women. During the first 18 months, the lumbar spine density remained the same with the treatment group, but decreased 3.2% overall in the placebo group. Thigh bone density increased 1.3% in the treatment group, but decreased 2.1% in the placebo group. During the second period of 18 months, with all patients receiving the essential fatty acid combination, lumbar spine density increased 3.1% in patients who remained on active treatment and 2.3% in patients who switched from placebo to active treatment. Thigh bone density in the latter group showed an increase of 4.7%. And it is worth noting, you, as I read, the first 18 months they had, you know, the control group and placebo group, but then they switched everybody for the second 18 months. And that way, you know, common sense says, wow, that really gives you a really clear picture, because these people who lost bone density and then it shifted when they changed to the control group. So that's a really well-structured study. And you really always want to, you know, people tout studies all the time. Oh, there's a study about this. And it's like, well, how many people were in the study? Oh, there was three. You're like, well, yeah, come on. You know, I mean, really, was it a double-blind placebo-controlled study? Was it just, you know, was it a standard study? What was it? I mean, the parameters of the study and the number of people in the study, it's worth noting that and understanding that, because, you know, as I mentioned, these studies with thousands, tens of thousands of people, that's pretty good. This study, well, that's actually great. And this study, you know, the way they designed the study was really important. And I'm not a study expert, but, you know, I'm a common sense guy. And I'm like, look, that's obviously pretty clear that they did a good job here. So we want to finish up with the formula. And so I'm going to let Mel just remind everybody again about the Mareva phytosome and how important it is, the value of it. It's produced in Italy, European country, which is so important, but there's really nothing like it.
and we did talk about this in the last show, but again, there might be new people tuning in, so I want to just refresh you, because Mariva turmeric root extract, this is something that we actually include in all formulas in Emerald Laboratories where inflammation might be an issue that contributes to your lack of wellness or your lack of nutritional optimal health. So it's in the osteobone health, it's in the liver health formula, it's in the cardio health formula, it's in the joint health formula. And the reason why is because a lot of people take turmeric to help fight off inflammation. But what has been found in studies is that a lot of it does not survive the stomach acid in the gut. And so the benefits that people achieve from standard turmeric is from very low absorption rates. Now, what this Italian company did is they actually encapsulated their turmeric that's standardized on curcuminoids in a phospholipid, which acts as a protective shuttle and actually pushes it straight into the body and produces 29 times more bioavailability or absorption in the body. So it's 29 times more powerful than a standard turmeric standardized on curcuminoids. And that's amazing, you know, because turmeric's been around for years. I mean, everybody, right. It's kind of one of the common things, turmeric for inflammation, you know, and so, you know, knowing that you're going to get 29 times the bioavailability benefit here, inflammation does play a key role in bone breakdown. If you have inflammation, you are at far greater risk for developing osteoporosis amongst many other disease states.
Oh, yeah, and so many issues. And it's worth mentioning also, there is a competitor product out there called Curamin. And I'm going to call it by name because there's a lot of confusion. First, I want to say this product, Mariva, it's by a company called Endina. And there are 23 published clinical trials on the benefits and the science behind Mariva. And there's just so much confusion. There, you know, Curamin is out saying, oh, we're better. We have all these studies. We have this. We have that. Well, let me just say that the first and most significant study that they tout, they talk about free curcumin levels in the bloodstream. Just so you know, curcumin is not even found in the bloodstream as free curcumin. So that study is dubious right off the bat. So please do not be deceived. You need to follow the science. And there are a very limited amount of studies on curcumin out there. So do your homework, go online, but there's really nothing that compares with the Endina Mariva. And that's why we use it. That's why Dr. Singer wants it. He does his homework, and he wants the best products for his patients. So with that, we are out of time for the Osteobone Health. If you enter the code...
Bully, B-U-L-L-Y.
And Melody and I were never one of those. We were the recipient of those kinds of people. Yeah, is that right?
We've both been picked on, and I would have to say that I know personally, too, I was always like championing the underdog, even if it didn't make any sense for me to do it, because I was always one of the smallest kids in class. Oh, I want to also too remind people, if you missed last show, the reason why we're continuing on with liver health is because a lot of medications that people take, particularly to fight osteoporosis, the pharmaceuticals actually cause liver damage. Pharmaceuticals can cause liver damage. So because these are tied in together, we're offering these both. They're both phenomenal formulas. So,
well, let me say it's liver toxicity. I mean, it can be liver damage, but it's liver toxicity is the terminology used in the physician's desk reference, because I don't want the drug companies having an axe to grind with us. Anyway.
So, Rick, what was your experience with a bully?
My bully, I was in seventh grade. It was the last day of school. And I so funny how you remember these things. They're just, and the bullies never remember them. Oh, really? I don't remember that. You know, this guy, his name was Alan Gates. I remember exactly where I was on the field. And he and all his bully eighth grader friends, they chased me down. They were really fast. Anyway, they chased me down, got me on the grass, back on the grass, pulled my shirt. Back then, pink bellies were really in. So, and you know, they just hit you on the belly till obviously turned pink. And I remember he got his hand. He's like, he like licked his hand to make it wet because it's better. And he's just smacking me. And then I remember, it's how cruel. He's like, he goes, okay, he's about to cry. We can stop now. You know, so his rule is we're gonna smack him until he's about to cry. Mm. And of course, these days they're probably just always make him cry. You know, but back then that was the line. When he's about to cry, then we'll stop. And I thought, man, that's just, you know, whatever. I'm not a big fan of people that, you know, everybody gets bullied in school. And I'm just, my kids, I'd be like, I would just tell them, say, you know what, you just got to get over it. I mean, the world's full of mean people. Nobody likes bullies, but I don't think it should traumatize you for life. It's like, I'm just kind of like, you know what, you got to get over it. It's, you know, it's just the world we live in. So
I was not really very popular until I was maybe about 13, 14. I was like very, very studious and a little geeky and very tomboyish. And so, you know, I was in swimming. And so because I was in swimming, I was allowed to shave my armpits. I remember that in fifth grade, I was allowed to shave my armpits. I was not allowed to shave my legs. And I was not going to be allowed to shave my legs until I got to junior high. And I remember one day wearing shorts and I didn't really think anything of it, you know. And a couple of the popular girls were like, ew, you don't shave your legs. And I didn't have like excessively hairy legs.
You have dark hair too.
No. I mean, my hair was really light when I was younger.
Oh,
I was
really?
Actually like, if any, like Rick, you've seen Ella, my daughter has like dark blonde hair.
Oh,
like my hair was more like, my hair's darkened as I've gotten older. It was brown, but it was still really light, and my hair was always fine. But they're like, oh, you don't shave your legs. And I was so embarrassed because it was like one girl like picks on you and then the other girls start laughing. And so I remember, even though I wasn't allowed to, I went home that night and I shaved my legs and I nicked the heck out of them.
Oh,
I mean, like,
ouch.
I totally cut my legs up. I mean, I wasn't supposed to shave my legs, but I wasn't supposed to be allowed to. But I remember it just affected me so much. And so please don't be bullies out there. You know, you can hurt people's feelings. We all get our feelings hurt sometimes. And yes, you know, hopefully you grow stronger through it. Some people are more emotionally strong than others. But just remember those little things that you pick on for people. You have no idea why I wasn't shaving my legs, girls. You know, I wasn't allowed to. I was trying to be a good girl. So we're out of time for this show. This segment, this show just went so fast. But again, go to shopnaturalproducts.com this week. Thank you so much for listening in this week.
Yep. And please tune in with us next time on Crossroads of Health.